USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was cheered as he entered to deliver the State of the Union address. He said, "Our border security, military, and economy are better than ever."
I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Trump's impeachment trial is expected to wrap up on Wednesday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's going to vote to acquit President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. Speaking on the House floor on Tuesday, she says it was improper for the president to mention investigating a political rival on a phone call with a foreign leader. Collins also says,
"This decision is not about whether you like or dislike this president, or agree with or oppose his policies."
A magnitude 5 earthquake has rattled Puerto Rico. It's the latest in hundreds of earthquakes to plague the island territory over the last month. The epicenter was about 13 miles southeast of Guanica. A 3.6 magnitude aftershock happened right after. There were no reports of any injuries or damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
According to one national poll, President Trump's approval rating has never been higher. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Just as the election season begins, a new Gallup poll finds 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the job the president's doing. And that poll was taken during the impeachment trial in the Senate. A majority of Americans, 52%, say the president should be acquitted. President Trump enjoys the support of 94% of Republicans, 42% of independents, but just 7% of Democrats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
General Motors has updated a December recall for the 2019 Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and some Cadillac CT6s, since the fix in the initial recall caused a brake failure problem. GM initially recalled the 2019 model vehicles in December to fix a software error that was found in the electronic brake controls that could cause the vehicle's anti-lock brake systems to shut off. GM said the software update used for the last recall disrupts the electronic brake control module when the consumer starts the vehicle using the OnStar app. The new repair involves having dealers reflash the vehicle's electronic brake control module with a new calibration that resolves both the issues. A stop sale order was placed on all vehicles until dealers fix them. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.